I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Nearly 40% of all food produced in this country is considered surplus. That is, it's produced even though no one can or will ever eat it, much like holiday fruitcake. And also like fruitcake, our food surplus ends up trashed. Of the 77.6 million tons of food tossed into the trash in 2022, a whopping 4% consisted of unsold or damaged shelf items at grocery stores. Half of all unsalable food at grocery stores will wind up in a landfill, even though it could all be recycled into compost. Add to that waste the food's packaging, which was designed to be recycled. Factor in the water, labor, and land needed to produce and package food, and you're left with waste on an almost unfathomable scale. Depackaging facilities are springing up to combat this crisis. Operating much like recycling centers, these high-tech hubs use computerized machines to separate food from packaging so that both items can be sent on for recycling. The equipment can process 15 to 30 tons of material per hour per conveyor belt line. In a single partnership with 1,400 Walmart locations, the Denali depackaging plant expects to divert 200,000 pounds of food waste annually. Combating food waste at home is a piece of cake when scraps are diverted to make compost. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.